Thank you, Lord, for touching us. The anointing of the Holy Ghost for favor. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us, for providing for us, for giving us miracles on this front line. All the miracles that have happened for joy in our souls, for peace in our minds, for love in our hearts, for hope that lies within, for wisdom and knowledge, for insight and instruction and teaching. Lord, thank you for your encouragement and your support, for preferential treatment, for increase in benefits, Lord. Thank you for promotions and for working on mighty wonder in our souls. Touch a mighty hand over the prayer line. Bless your people everywhere. We loose blessings on this earth. But you say, whatsoever we bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
For anointing
me and for making me your prophet. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Yeah. For your word that says, touch not.
Thank you.
The anointing and do no profit no harm. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless everywhere. Welcome you. And take over everything. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you for your
name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Oh, God, we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, and we praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Glory, glory.
Magnify your name.
Yes. The anointed of the Holy Ghost be on this line right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. The veil on this line right now. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson, finish this prayer for us, if you would. Just go ahead, pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life and health and rest. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for a good night's rest. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for this prayer line. We ask you to go with us and stand by us. Lead us and guide us and teach us your will and your way, Lord. Oh, God, teach us your will and your way. Don't leave us, but just guide us on the way. Forgive us for every sin, we pray. Bless everyone on the prayer line, Lord. Bless everyone, not only the prayer line, but here, there, and everywhere. In the name of Jesus, we love your name. We love you, Lord. Bless our leader, Dr. Johnson, his companion and family. Bless your people everywhere, we pray. Bless the Lord. Oh, God, give us a mind of Christ, a mind to seek you more. A mind to humble ourselves before you, where you can use us to your will and your glory. We know we are nothing without you. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, Lord, we are failure. But with thee, all things are possible to the believers. And we are believers, Lord. We believers. We want you to bless us, Lord. Don't leave us. Lord, don't leave us. Touch the sick and afflicted one. Touch them and give them deliverance, we pray. Bind the work of Satan that come against us. Bind him and cast him out, Lord. We don't need him. We don't want him. We want him to get rid of him. Bind him and cast him out. Bind him and send him away. Oh, God, we love your name today. And, Lord, we want to be real in our souls. We want to stand pure before you. Wash us in your blood the more. Wash us, Lord, and clean us up. Wash our minds, Lord. Give us the mind of Christ, a mind to live right, a mind to do right. Oh, God, a mind to think right. Lord, give us a mind, we pray. In the name of Jesus, help us today, we pray. Lord, bless everyone, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Man and amen. God bless you.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Mother.
I bless you.
All of you on the prayer line. This is a wonderful. I want to welcome you and welcome all of you who are on the blog line who are joining worldwide prayer line today. Thank you for all those around America and for all those coming from overseas, everywhere, in Germany and India, Russia, everywhere, all over the world, Hollywood, all you who are coming. We welcome you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I bless you on the blog line as well as the regular prayer line. We love you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. God bless all of you.
Yes. Amen.
Morning.
I'm fresh this morning. That's a good sign. Don't let the devil make you so sleepy you can't even say good morning, so tired you can't say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful thing and a wonderful way to commence the prayer line with praise unto God.
Yes.
Think about it. I'm just asking y'all. I'm gonna have to get it back. So when you start praising, don't shut down. You and nobody but you on the line. No, you have to listen because I'm gonna have to get it back. But let's commence the prayer line from every area code. Yesterday, I don't want to be disturbed. I want everybody. Maybe some of y'all don't love the Lord, but everybody who loves the Lord, I believe you love the Lord. You love the Lord. I want you to open your mouth. Don't be selfish and open your mouth and give God praise if He's been good to you, and I know He has.
Yes.
Let's give Him praise. Praise check.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sending up that praise. What a wonderful thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just thank God for every person who are coming and to all of our sisters on the prayer line. Thank God for Lady Betty, Mother Edna Johnson, 94-year-old mother. Amen. Mother Johnson, when is your birthday?
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
God bless you. Thank you.
And so today, how old are you now, may I ask you?
94 years old, and thank God for every bit of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Our other sisters, Pastor Kevin Strada, Pastor Williams, Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer,
Bless her,
and Ambassador Julie Hagan. Thank you for special sister Tina Hodges, and Mary Lacey, and thank God for Dr. Stern.
Yes, God.
Amen. Thank God for her. And for all of you, I can't forget.
Higgins and all of you.
Stiff.
Thank you, Jesus.
in Arkansas. God bless her.
Oh,
and
God,
for every person who is on this prayer line, all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for you and you and you and you and you.
God bless everyone.
Thank God for Elder Davis and Elder
bless
Coates. Amen. All of you on the prayer line. God bless you. We praise God for every bishop, elder, superintendent, pastor, elder, and friends. Thank God for all of you. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We do rejoice and we're glad in it.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Most
of all, we thank God for Jesus,
sure.
Who laid the foundation and who opened up the way. Thank God for him. This is a wonderful day, and I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. I think the other day we were discussing how do you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There is a need. There are a lot of people who have been saved, have received the Lord Jesus in their life, but they have not received the fullness, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God gave me this easy explanation for people who have to understand things nowadays. You work on a job, don't you?
Yes.
You started in on the entry level, didn't you?
Yes.
And you progressed up the ladder, didn't you? In other words, there were other levels.
Yes, always.
Other levels. You got saved, didn't you? Why would you think that there's not another level? They were there in Acts on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like a rushing, as of a rushing mighty wind. They filled all the house where they were sitting.
Yes, sir.
And see, they received the Holy Ghost. See, there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then there are refillings. You can get a refilling of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah,
levels. Paul said, I die daily and get rid of all the mess in your life, and the Holy Ghost will come into your life. And sometimes after a few years, year after year, sometimes you can just seek the Lord and get a refilling of the Holy Ghost. To come in and just overshadow you with his power, with his strength. I want to open up the line this morning, the wisdom seminar. Tell people how you receive the Holy Ghost. We discussed some things the other day, and I want to say to you, thank God for you, but if you have not, I know you've been saved, and perhaps you haven't even received water baptism. You ought to follow him on water baptism. And then follow him in receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. And then he was raised from the dead. Said to the disciples that he was going to be with his Father. When he got there, the Father sent the gift of the Holy Spirit. He told his disciples to go to the upper room. Before he left, he told them to go to the upper room and tarry until you be endowed with power.
Yes.
You shall receive the Holy Ghost. I want to just ask you, how do you receive the Holy Ghost? The line is open to you. All of you who receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, how do you receive it? People want to know. Give us that wisdom on that. How you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on, the line is open to you. The line is open. Give us your wisdom on that. Amen. All right, Mother Johnson, come on. Teach us.
Well, there's only one way you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You got to first desire to really want to be filled. We can be saved and We feel like we don't ever seek to get no farther in the Lord or no deeper. And we just, it's on the top surface that the Lord save us, and we believe that he,
let me say this to you, and you hit on something tremendous. You got a desire. You got a want to be filled. That's why some people have never been filled, because they have all that doubt in their heart. They don't even know if there be any Holy Ghost. They like the disciples in Acts. And I said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, we don't even know whether there be any Holy Ghost. Some people like that. They don't really want, they never express that they want the Holy Ghost until they have never received it, because all of that doubt in their heart. And you got to want the Holy Ghost, believe in the Holy Ghost, want to receive him more than anything in the world. And you hit on something very, very special there, Mother Johnson. That answered a lot of questions right there, if they'll just be honest with themselves. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say we can be saved, and it's a lot of little stuff that hasn't been, we haven't really got rid of. It's down in there deep. But I tell you, when we see God and want to be the fullness of the Holy Ghost is, he won't come in until all that little mess is out. He's not coming in no unclean temple. You got to seek God and want to be clean. You want the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will never come as long as you're holding on to worldly things. I thank God for all of us teaching these Corinthians, Church of 1 Corinthians. I believe 1 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you are a new creature. The old things are passed away. And behold, he told him, look, everything becomes new. And if you don't have new things in your life and you're still holding on to old things, you can be saved. But if you're still holding on to the worldly things, still want to look like the world and act like the world, go where the world go and be run with the world, well, you're not ready for the Holy Ghost, because he'll never come as long as you're holding on to the worldly things. We got to have a desire to really want the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to come into our lives. Because there's a conjunction that we, what is that, the Father is the Son, the Father is God, and then the Word is Jesus, and there's a conjunction there, and he said, and the Holy Ghost, the and there, you got to get ready for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will never come as long as you're thinking, well, we need to get out there and have some worldly fun, look like the world, act like the world, and have some fun. But, honey, you want to be clean from the worldly things and move to the Lord to really clean you up and get you ready for the Holy Ghost. Because you can't, you'll never receive it if you don't get ready for it. The Holy Ghost is something you got to get your life cleaned up. I mean, get it cleaned out. My mind is changed and my life is changed. And I don't care what my sister, my brother, my mother, my father do. If it's not right, I'm not going in that direction. I don't want no parts of it. But I want the Lord to come into my life. I'm going to clean myself up and want to live for him. Nobody live it but me. I'll live it all alone, because you're never without, you're never alone if Christ is in your life. You always got the best thing in your life. My God.
Mother, may I say this to you? Let me ask you this question. What about the little small jokes and jesting? I mean,
all that stuff has got to give, got to go. It's a,
my God,
it's so
just
much
kept
in Christ Jesus. We don't have to use nothing of the world. We don't have to use nothing the devil got to offer. Get to jesting and joking, you know, find anything you'd be telling little fibs, little lies, little things to try to make a life no greater. And that's worldly stuff. We want the Lord to wash us and clean us up and give us a mind of Christ. Give us a mind to live right, a mind to serve it. My God, God will wash us and clean us up and give us a mind to live this life for him. If we desire it, we got to desire the will of the Lord to be done in our lives. And that's where I want to. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and any time. You don't have to use nothing the devil got to try to make life happy and make you laugh. It's good to laugh sometimes, but let it be a clean laugh. something that's nothing wrong in it. It's good to laugh sometimes. Get tickled and laugh. It's good for you. It's good for you. I thank God for that. I don't know whether that's the way you want to hear, but that's the way I believe it. I believe it, and I don't care what the world might do or what they might say or where you're going and where you've been. But I know one thing. The Holy Ghost is real. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is real. And I'll stand on a stack of Bibles and tell the world about the Holy Ghost because it's real. And never let nobody tell you when you get saved, you got everything. When you watch that person, when he think he got everything when he got saved, he don't go no farther. But, oh, there's a deeper depth in Christ Jesus. Now, I tell you, if you keep on seeking, you get deep enough, the world can't change you, can't turn you around, can't make you desire to want to do what the world is doing. Oh, that's a dip in the wind when this evil life comes. Then you don't want to change your life. You want to stay, you want to go deeper in the Lord. Lord, I want you to fix me where nothing will move me. Nothing will move me from the will of God. I just want to live right and be happy. Peace, joy, and happiness in Christ Jesus. I think I'll leave it there, brother. Let somebody else talk about it.
All right, Mother Johnson. My.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Wonderful. Awesome teaching. Amen. All right, someone else who wants to jump in there and help
us. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and happy birthday, young lady, to Mother Johnson, Mother Adley Johnson. God bless you. And we're just thanking God for this topic on how to receive the Holy Ghost. And we know that years ago they used to tarry, and that tarrying, they may not have known all the details about it, but they made us live a saved life even before we got saved.
Mm-hmm.
If your parents were in the church, you couldn't do anything or go anywhere. You couldn't act like the world, even if you were not yet born again. And they had a where they would tarry. And that was positioning you and putting you into his divine will and getting your thoughts lined up like his. That was setting you, getting you in the place where you could set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. That was keeping you occupied with the thoughts and the praises of the Lord and positioning you and getting you into the atmosphere where you could receive it, because they heard one day that the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing mighty wind because they were all of one mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get your mind stayed on the Lord, the Holy Ghost will come in. It will fill you. But we have so many distractions now. We have everything to distract us. And as Mother Johnson was saying, all the excuses, you start with all the gesturing and the joking. You have to leave that aside, lay it aside, and focus on setting your affections on things above and occupy yourself with goodness, because we can gesture ourselves right out of the Holy Ghost and it will leave our temple even if you have it. Some people say once feel, always feel. That is not true. There are many feelings.
Right. Amen.
There are many feelings. So you have to be careful how you treat the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Even when it dwells in your temple, praise God, you have to be careful with it. Treat it like you love it. Act
Amen.
Like you love it. Look like you love it. Hallelujah. Let it sometimes just ignite your soul. And I know once they was fixing on my car and I had no idea that my belts were about to break, and they was like, oh, my son-in-law was mechanic. Tell me, your belts are about to break. He said, if you had driven this car, and before he could get the next word out, I think I had slapped that car and laid hands on it and prayed for it. And he jumped back so far and ran in the house and told the family. Mother was out there praying for the car. But I was in the presence of the Lord. I was filled with it, and it would work anywhere. And if you let it work, it'll work on you. God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, it will. Man.
Hallelujah.
Thank
One
you
thing,
so much.
Pastor, I want to say before you move from that, what's going on, what has gone wrong about people receiving the Holy Ghost. They had, if we got a group that's come in educated and they feel like they have it, and they had, the people hadn't been taught enough about the Holy Ghost. We have heard people teaching about the Holy Ghost for many years. They just touch it and leave it there. But one gets saved, well, they don't tell them to stay at the altar and keep seeking the Lord until he fills you. They don't know how. They don't understand. The people don't understand that they got to keep on seeking God. The Lord, Jesus told his disciples, don't leave Jerusalem, mm-hmm. but stay here and tarry until you get being down with the power from on high. Yes. And told them the power will come after the Holy Ghost has come up on you. You shall receive power. You don't get that power until after the Holy Ghost has come up on you. And he was taught that. We was taught that. When I came along,
yes,
they taught us we had to have the Holy Ghost before we stopped. We had to have it. And the Holy Ghost would keep us and keep us from doing a lot of things that we would do if we didn't have it. They taught us that. But now the Holy Ghost got to be taught about. You got to talk about him. Let the people know there's more. When the Lord saved them, let them know. Keep on tarrying. Don't leave the altar. Just keep tarrying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I believe if we do that, people will get filled. They'll soon start seeking to be filled. And they'll know, teach them how to get the Holy Ghost. Leave all that mess alone in the world. Leave it back there. Tell the devil goodbye, world. I'm gone. The Holy Ghost will lead me on. I'm gone. And I tell you, the people I think will come back to tearing and working and seeking for the Lord to fill them. And they lay aside every weight and their sin, which does so easily set them. And they can run with patience the race that has been set before them. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you. Leave that alone, because some scriptures started coming up.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lord, I thank you.
But Johnson, God bless you. And, you know, that's so important that people teach about the Holy Ghost. Teaching about everything. They're teaching about money cometh and all about finances and money. But the Holy Ghost knows where all the money is.
Yes.
He knows where everything is. I'm telling you. If you read just through the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you will notice that even before the Sadducees and Pharisees could attack Jesus with questions and with little small things they sought to do to him, it tells you that Jesus knew their thoughts afar off. He knew everything. He knew what they were going to ask him, what they were going to say. It proves to you that he knows all thoughts. He knows the thoughts of the people with the money. He knows what they're thinking and what they'll say. He knows all of that. Instead of preaching about the money, preach about the Holy Ghost. See what will happen when you preach about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because in him is everything that you need. John said some mighty important things this morning about how to receive the Holy Ghost. I want to talk about it again.
It ain't going to be another day like this one. So I just want you to put on your high and go out and paint the town green.
Amen.
God bless you, darling. God bless you. The Lord
Thank
is in the blessing
you.
Business, and anyone can have him, just get ready for him. But we got to get ready for the Lord. Got to get ready. Got to get that house dressed up and cleaned up. And God will come in. Lord, I thank you. I praise him. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry Hall. I'm very happy to be on the Fresh Fruits prayer line this morning. I'm learning so much. I thank you. To hear everyone's voices makes me happy. Mother Adley Johnson, happy birthday to you.
Bless you, dear. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Are you there? Are there another praise before it?
Yes. Hello, Mother. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, baby.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Mother, can you hear me?
I can hear you plain and clear. Come on.
Hey, this is Evangelist Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York. How are you?
Doing great. Go ahead, Mother.
Happy birthday. I just want to praise and thank God for life today. I've been at home sick with the flu, and it was pretty bad, but I just thank God that today I am feeling so much better, and the Lord has lifted me up and touched my body. Thank God for Pastor Fife for praying with me. And I just want to say I was listening to you talk about the Holy Ghost. When I received the Holy Ghost, we had to tarry for the Holy Ghost. But I found out today there's no more tarrying for the Holy Ghost. They come to the altar, and they come and clap their hands a couple of times, and they say a couple of things that you don't even understand, that they are speaking in other tongues, and people are being given the Holy Ghost. And that's why I believe that people go astray so quickly, because they have not really received the Holy Ghost. And I believe that when we get back to tarrying and really speaking God, I believe that, and living holy, I believe that then people will know how to receive the Holy Ghost and how the Holy Ghost works in our lives. And Mother, I just want to say happy birthday to you. My dad is 90, he lives in Chicago, and it's such a blessing being on the prayer line with you all. This is my first time. Dr. Piper invited me, and I just praise and thank God for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Or there's one more praise report.